ओके, नेक्स्ट जो केस हमारे पास है दैट इज़ लेश्मानियासिस, विच इज़ अगेन अ वेरी कॉमन ओपीडी एंड एन एग्जाम शॉर्ट केस. सो द बेसिक लेशन ऑफ द लेश्मानियासिस विल बी अ वेल डिमार्केटेड एरिडेमेटस टू हाइपर पिगमेंटेड अल्सरेटेड क्रस्टेड नोड्यूल और नोड्यूलो अल्सरेटेड क्रस्टेड प्लाक, विच कैन बी इधर सॉलिट्री और इट कैन बी मल्टीपल, विच मे बी प्रेजेंट इन अ स्पोरोट्राइकोइड स्पिड. These nodular ulcerated lesions will be well demarcated from the surrounding skin. They are usually present on the exposed parts of the body like the face, hands and feet, or arms and legs. Usually, they heal spontaneously within a period of 6 to 9 months, but because they heal with a scarring, so that is why the initiation of the treatment is very important to prevent the scarring. So, what would be the scheme of examination? First, we begin with an inspection and then palpation. Inspect with the torch and then with the hand lens. Examination of the lesion to see how many lesions, what is the size, estimated size, shape, number of the lesions, sporotrichoid spread or not. If you're examining one limb, then examine the contralateral side as well. Inspect all of the affected area. Then we are going to palpate these lesions for temperature gradient, tenderness, moving in two directions, pinch and squeeze to look for any discharge, check for the induration, measure the size, move from side to side, also check for the sporotrichoid spread, and also move the fingers to look for any lymphangitis if present. Also palpate the regional lymph nodes. Now, important differentials in this case would be, I'll share the picture, and according to this description, our first differential definitely would be leishmaniasis. Then our other differentials can be deep fungal infections, cutaneous TB such as lupus vulgaris or tuberculosis varicosa cutis, if it is very much hypertrophic or crusted. Atypical mycobacterial infection can also be kept, and down the list, if there is a single solitary ulcerated lesion, we can keep SCC. But our three topmost differentials would be leishmaniasis, TBC, and defungal infections. So, in the relevant examination of these, for leishmaniasis, we are going to examine the regional lymph nodes and also palpate the abdomen for any visceromegaly. Keeping in mind the cutaneous TB or lupus vulgaris, TBC, we are going to auscultate the chest as well and going to palpate the abdomen for any visceromegaly. Similarly, for the defungal infections, we are going to palpate the regional lymph nodes. So, whichever infection is suspected, we are going to examine the regional lymph nodes in the relevant examination and also auscultate the chest and do the abdominal palpation. Besides this, we are also going to examine the other mucosal surfaces because we know that the cutaneous TB has various different forms, one of which is mucocutaneous tuberculosis. So, the examination of the nasal cavity, oral cavity, lips, examination of the conjunctiva, and also that of the scalp is important. Command is to examine the upper limbs, we are going to examine the lower limbs and vice versa. So that leads to completion of the examination in this short case of leishmaniasis.